I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream. I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
This hasn't happened overnight. We have had consistent funding and a strong strategy in place.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
We're really grateful that you present us with the opportunities to come on and hopefully inspire others to become physically active and go for what they want to achieve in life.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno.
I'm Zara Buck, and this week we hear from Karen Gregg, whose Manchester Thunder team beat Wasps 50-49.
It was an unbelievable game against Wasps. We knew that they were going to come out firing after the defeat against Loughborough earlier in the week, and they were going to treat it as a final, and I think they definitely did that.
Reaction from that brilliant game that almost saw Stars beat Lightning.
It was a high-scoring game, which is perhaps not surprising with two tall shooters on the court, but I thought our defence tackled their shooter and their attacking really, really well.
And an international star that's played over 100 times for her country.
Hi, this is Georgie Lees, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno.
The podcast answer phone has been busy this week, which is surprising as we don't even know the number ourselves.
Hey everyone, it's Rhea Dixon. Come and join me on the 11th and 12th of April at Lady Eleanor Hollis School in Hampton, where I'll be taking 2-day camps for years 4 to 9. I love getting out and meeting new, aspiring young netballers and passing on my netball knowledge. So for more information and booking, head over to www.passandplay.co.uk, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hi, this is Emily Golvin. I'm a Super League netball player for Surrey Storm and also playing Turnford's Prem team. This Easter holiday, myself, George Fisher and Zara Everett are all coaching specialist technical sessions at Turnford Masterclass Camps. These are open to netballers in school years 7 to 11 and are running from Monday the 8th of April to Friday the 12th. If you want to find out more information, please head to Turnford's Twitter, at TurnfordNC, where there are details on how to book your place.
If you haven't already seen on the homepage of thenetballshow.co.uk, we have the final courtside comments roundup of the season. Thanks to Lee for his updates.
Big Bucks Wednesday finals took place yesterday as the University of Birmingham faced the University of Hertfordshire. Thanks to everyone that was involved in getting the event streamed online. It was a great game that saw Hertfordshire beat Birmingham 38-52.
We have a report on their win from Chloe Merrill and a look at how Manchester Thunder and Northern Ireland's Caroline O'Hanlon combined not one, not two, but three jobs in a week. Here's your roundup of round 11 of the Super League. Team Bath beat Sirens 51-47. There was an important win for Thunder on Saturday as they beat Wasps by 1, 50-49, knocking the double Super League champions off the top spot. Stars also came within one of beating Loughborough Lightning, just missing out as the game finished 53-54. And Saracens Mavericks beat Storm by 8, 58-50. Dragons looked strong as they beat Pulse 62-51.
So we're over midway of the season now, and Thunder are starting to gain results and are currently top. So what did this win mean for Karen Gregg? Well, she told The Netball Show.
It was an unbelievable game against Wasps. I don't think it was our game from the start, really. You know, we knew that they were going to come out firing after the defeat against Loughborough earlier in the week. And Mel Mansfield, right up before the game, kind of said it all, that they were going to treat it as a final. And I think they definitely did that. And whilst we were fast out of the blocks, Wasps never looked like they were just going to sit back and let us take the game. And they played hard for that middle 30 minutes and never took the foot off the gas and made it really difficult for us at times. But it was great to see that with our determination and effort across the court, we were able to chip away at them during that last quarter and ultimately take the win. Kerry and Emma had a great game in the defence. You know, it was crucial that we stopped feeds to Rachel Dunn, because we know how prolific she is as a shooter in there, and if you let her settle and get into a rhythm, then you know she'll kill any defence. So they did a great job, but it was important that the players out in front of them worked just as hard, and you know, the work that we did across the line from wing attack, goal attack, centre wing defence and goal defence ultimately helped our defence incredibly in being able to put that pressure on them in that attacking end. The reaction after the game was unbelievable. You know, the Manchester Thunder fans, we always say every year they're the best in the league, and I do believe playing at the Thunderdome worked in our advantage. You know, it wasn't great that we got moved from the Manchester Arena, but the Thunderdome is a fortress, especially when it's packed out, and it certainly was that yesterday, and the crowd really got behind us. And, you know, those last 5-6 minutes of the game, it was deafening. You couldn't hear anything, and they really got behind the team, and we're our eighth player to see us over the line. We know we've still got another 7 games to go in the rest of the regular season, and we can't rest on our laurels, and we've got to take learnings from every game that we play. So we'll certainly be reflecting and pushing hard for our next game a week on Monday against Sirens.
Stars almost beat Lightning in a game that saw a welcome return of Becky Oatley to the court. We hope her joints have stopped aching. Nikki Price from BBC Radio Gloucestershire spoke to Seven Stars' head coach, Sam Bird.
Such a nail-biting defeat. One goal. What an atmosphere here. The crowd were on their feet, but you're on the wrong end of that defeat. How are you feeling right now?
Gutted. Gutted for the players, actually. They responded so well in the game, and we've talked about them believing in themselves and knowing that they can take any of these top teams, and they now know that, and it's just being able to close these games out is just really important. But it's unfamiliar territory for this particular group of players, and it's hard when it's that close.
As you said, they came back from 10 goals down, going into the final quarter 47-39 down, and they had that belief to stick in there, and they were so close, a matter of seconds from getting a draw. So it shows that there's a grit and determination in the team.
Oh, absolutely, and they're obviously in pain now, losing in that way, particularly when we had the ball in hand with 20 seconds to go. And they do know they can go out and do it. I think when we stop looking at the scoreline, when we look at the performance, there's so many positives to take forward against Bath on Monday. You know, we won the last quarter 14-7. We absolutely smashed Loughborough, and they really couldn't respond. And they just really, at the end, it was just luck on the clock, and we were on the wrong side of it. But really pleased with the performance.
It seems as though a lot's changed in the last few weeks since the Mavericks game here, which was a big, heavy defeat. You've had a win since then. You've had a good performance against Wasps. What's changed in the last few weeks?
Players have started believing in what's been set for them. They're playing with structure. They're playing with determination. The connections that have taken a while to build because it's a new squad again has really come together now, and they are playing really well together as a group, and I'm really proud of that, because you know, it's taken a while, but the performances they're now putting together, you know, again, ignoring the score, that's our fourth strong performance in a row, and you know, it's really, really, really pleasing to see.
It seems as though getting the ball through the centre court and into the attacking circle, the movement in the attacking circle, that seems to be sharper now.
Yeah, we've done a lot of technical work on body language, making sure we're presenting onto the ball and putting up with some very big hits. It's a very physical game, as you saw, and it's just really maintaining our composure under that sort of physicality as well. And we've definitely improved in that area of the game, and it was a high-scoring game, which is perhaps not surprising with two tall shooters on the court, but I thought our defence tackled their shooter and their attacking really, really well.
This is the best atmosphere I've been in for a Seven Stars game by far. I mean, the scoreline, obviously the close scoreline has something to do with that, but really the atmosphere, you want more atmospheres like this, don't you, in the home arenas?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think part of our philosophy is to obviously help the game grow in this area, and we play, I think, a stylish style of netball. We play exciting netball, and that's what gives the heart and the mouth moments, but we are trying to play an exciting brand of netball as well. We try and go for ball cleanly, we try and use our skills, and I think the crowd will appreciate that, and we just want to repay them with a victory here. But the crowd was outstanding today. It's the first time I felt their energy, and certainly in that last quarter they sort of went all the way with us.
Certainly was an extraordinary atmosphere tonight, but a quick turnaround, Bath on Monday. Yeah. Spoken to Lucy Harris, who says, we've got Bath after this. There's a confidence there.
Yeah, and it's quite right. They should be confident. You know, when we beat Pulse, we beat them by a bigger margin than Bath did. Bath had another close game with Dragons yesterday or whatever, and we hammered Dragons when we played them. These girls know that they can push Bath. So it's really important we recover. We've got a day less to recover because Bath played yesterday. Saturday, and they've got two home games and we've got an away game. So those small margins are important. So recovery now and what we do tomorrow is really important before we travel down to Bath.
And Nikki Price also spoke to Lucy Harris.
With Lucy Harris then on BBC Radio Gloucestershire, such a nail-biting finish to that game. You were just defeated by one goal. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm in pain. I'm in actual pain, physically, emotionally. I think that we did ourselves so proud coming back. I think we were down by 10 at one point. Came back, we did a great job, but we just couldn't quite finish it. And we were up by one with a minute to go. They got a couple on the trot, and credit to Loughborough, they pushed us to the end, and it was a really well contested game. And that's why netball's such a brilliant sport. And I'm so happy that we got to showcase that tonight. But just so gutted we didn't come out with the win.
And going into that final quarter, 47-39 down, as you said, at one point it was 10 goals and you almost timed it perfectly, and the crowd were really on your side tonight, weren't they?
They were definitely the eighth player. You could feel it. I couldn't hear half what anyone was saying, but that's what training's for as well. Like, we've got those connections anyway, so we don't need to necessarily listen, hear each other. And the crowd did an incredible job of lifting us and getting us through all the way to the end. And we have this little mantra that we say grit before we get on, and I think that we definitely showed that we had that grit tonight, and I think the crowd brought that out in us, and we just need to make sure that we can do that week in, week out, because it was an incredible game. So yeah.
And you came into this game off the back of a win, but going back a couple of weeks against Mavericks, I mean, this was a completely different performance tonight compared to that game. What's changed?
I think we've just hooked back into all of our values. Like I say, like, we didn't show a huge amount of grit in that Mavericks game. We kind of let it blow out, we gave up. It's not the kind of team that we are. And we hooked in, we recognised that, and since then we've not done one training session where we've not been pushing each and every second to the absolute limit. We've been tough on ourselves, we've been tough on each other. There's been some pretty difficult conversations that we've had to have, but we needed those in order to turn around our second half of the season. We're going to have an extremely different second half of the season, I think, and that's just credit to the coaching staff and to all the girls just hooking back in, recognising what was at fault, even if it was ourselves, and being really tough on each other.
And going into the second half of the season, obviously some big matches to come in Worcester and in Gloucester, and the crowd and having them behind you, just like tonight, in an atmosphere I haven't seen before for the Seven Stars, that's really going to make a difference.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I say, massively important eighth player. And we want the same exact atmosphere in Worcester and Gloucester. So I really just hope people come back, because they've seen how close and how brilliant netball is as a sport. So yeah, I just hope they come back and hope they continue supporting us like they did tonight, because they're amazing.
And does this send a message to the rest of the league, you know, pushing Loughborough this close?
Massively, yeah. We've got another game, got a quick turnaround, another game on Monday against Bath. Personally, I think we've got that, especially after performances that we've had in the last few weeks. So we need to take the positives from this performance and take that into the Bath game, because there's no reason why we can't contest with the top, top teams. We've shown that we can do it. We just need to come out with a win now.
Saracens Mavericks beat Surrey Storm by 8 goals, and Lindsay Keeble told their Twitter that the team had a strong performance all around.
The game of two halves, would you say?
Yeah, I think it proved that we didn't lose momentum, but then we created too much, I think, in the first two quarters, and it then escalated to when we needed those pressured moments, and we lost it. And I think Karen and I felt that we came on and just kept it calm. Like, the first bit was quite goal for goal. We had a great interception from George. I think we just needed a bit calm, and I think that kind of showed it as the game went on. We got tougher and stronger, and we stopped expecting anything nice to happen. We expected the unexpected and took the hits and just kept playing. And I can honestly say that George and Michelle did a great job. They were working very hard. And I think everyone had impact. Everyone tried to stick to it and did it well. And I just think it proved it by having a 18-9 goal difference in the third quarter. So hats off to everyone. I think everyone did a great job, and it showed that as a team we can make a difference, and I think we need to keep that up to ours. So I think learning now is really crucial to then progress when we get to the top four. We haven't been there for a long time, so we need these high pressure moments, we need these feelings of uncomfortableness, and we need to know that we can grind out a win. And I think we proved that by being down and knowing that we have life or death in front of us, of we've got to win.
And Andy was at the Dragons versus Pulse game on Monday.
Thanks, Zara, and due to a bit of podcast magic, it's now last Monday. Celtic Dragons v London Pulse. Sister v sister, Ash v Kyra once again face each other as part of a Super League fixture. Just listen to this atmosphere. Well, it's just finished. Celtic Dragons 62, Pulse Netball 51. Tanya, how do you think your side performed tonight?
Really good. I mean, we've played well in pitches throughout the championships, but today was like 45 minutes.
The wins are finally getting there, and maybe you've been missing them over the last couple of results.
Yeah, I think we've blown out in some games where we've been quite close and then all of a sudden the quarters got away from us. So it was really important for us to try and win or draw more than two quarters, which we did today.
How were Pulse?
Yeah, they were good. I mean, last time we beat them by 27, so, I mean, this time we're beating them by 11. So, look, they gave us good competition out there. But I think that we were just a little bit sharper on the day.
Table's a bit iffy, to say the least, shall we say, but last rounds, obviously, people are proving that it's almost a 1 or 2 point difference, and you'd just like to get to that stage, really.
But we had a goal at the beginning of the year to make top eight.
Yeah.
And that's been our focus. And you know, I think the processes are starting to get in place to maybe push a little bit higher. But we've got some big teams to come yet. And I know that in parts we've pushed some of those teams. We need to make sure that we're more consistent next time.
Ian did a wonderful tweet where it was something along the lines of, we're not exactly where people have expected us to be, but we're not happy ourselves, or along those lines. And reading that from players, for all these Green Army fans that are waiting for signatures at the end of the game, it just makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
It does. But there's a really cool feel with Welsh netball and the Celtic Dragons. And it's all about the netball. And I think we're thriving on that. Now our fans have a little bit of belief in us and we want them to have more. So we want to have sellout crowds every week for home games.
And you'll be welcoming Sky back on performances like that.
I hope so. They love to have another Sky game.
And she's the other side of the court waving at me. Player of the match is Chelsea Lewis, and she's speaking to Beth Fisher.
Chelsea, quite 10 days of the Lewis Beard household. Win tonight, player of the match performance as well.
Yeah, it was good to get back with the girls, and I think we did a good team performance and we showed everyone what we can actually do. But I think we're still not there with four consistent quarters, so it's quite scary where we can go building on through the season now.
Yeah, I was going to say, quarter one, you kind of went away from it, but they creep back in. There were moments when they were just four behind, and it got a bit sketchy out there, didn't it?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to work on, because we do have either a rubbish start or a good start, and then we leave teams creep back in at us, and I think it's just going to build as the season goes on.
And like you said, though, loads of room to improve on, but getting the results four now this season.
Yeah, we're working really hard behind the scene. We've got a great staff that's backing us all the way. S&C, Tanya's been great, Jamelia's been great, and I think they're going to push us all the way this season.
And you had a bit of an edge about you tonight. What was different? Was it just maybe having a week off watching Adam win the Grand Slam, or was it?
I didn't go and watch Adam win the Grand Slam, actually. I was at a family wedding, so that was prior to playing for Celtic Dragons. I felt really good tonight. The girls fed me really well, and I think as a shooter, you can't really do much unless your feeders are feeding you well, so credit to the girls out in front of me.
And obviously Stars lost to Bath. I mean, Dragons now seventh. You meet Stars on Saturday, and that's going to be a real feisty match, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we were disappointed with our performance against Stars the first round, so we just want to rectify everything we did wrong and hopefully come out with a result.
It looks like Beth's over there, and she's got Nia Jones.
Fourth win of the season, how do you feel?
Yeah, it's good. You know, it's been a while since we won four games in the season, but I think we're playing well. I thought we managed the match well, considering we had a disappointing second quarter. And, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be as convincing as it was last time at the Copper Box, but it's a pleasing win.
There were moments of really good play, but moments where you could have let them come back into the game.
Yeah, second quarter, we got a little bit hesitant. We started to chase on defence a little bit, but, you know, we knew if we got it into Khalifa and Chelsea, they were clinical as ever tonight. So I thought we picked it up another gear again second half.
Yeah, like I said, it's the fourth win of the season. You now go up to seventh because, Seven Stars lost. So thoughts on the progress so far?
Yeah, it's tight around that mid-table, you know. It's sort of the league slowly separating into two, and we know where we're at. We're realistic. We know we're probably not going to be challenging for those top couple of spots yet, but we definitely need to be beating teams around us like London Pulse. So it's a good start because we've got some tough matches coming up.
Yeah, you've got Stars on Saturday, and they're just below you, so a really important game.
Yeah, and they've been in good form as well, and when we played them away, obviously it was a disappointing loss, but, you know, it was a really disappointing performance from us. So I think if we can play like we did tonight, then we're confident we can turn that result around.
I think for an England netball, change of direction is imperative in our athletes, and that is something that we measure them on against international competition. I think what is really different about the Mizuno shoe is the grip and flex. In netball, it's really important when the girls plant a foot and move, that that is just one consistent movement, and over 60 minutes, that gains so much advantage over the opposition.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give it a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
If you look at our attacking players, who they tend to favour a real light, speedy shoe where the grip and flex really gets them changing direction quite quickly to lose their opponents, where our defenders, where power, strength, stability and support tend to go for the heavier shoe, where that is really crucial. They're so passionate about improving performance, and they've really shown that in working with each of our individual athletes in respect to how they can make small gains and improve their performance.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Steel.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
I'm Natalie Morris. This is The Netball Show with Mizuno. Now, she's a favourite with Stars fans, and she obtained her 100th cap playing for the Spa Proteas last November. We've got a special interview with Marijke Holthausen, who's been speaking to us about her love of the sport.
Marijke, welcome to the show, and it is a genuine honour to have you on the programme at last. So why don't we start by looking at the time that you first discovered you had a real love for the game?
Oh, it would have probably been around 8 years old. I think when I got to primary school, my mom was pretty adamant that I do a team sport. And yeah, netball was the only sport that was really a big thing in my primary school. And I got to know a lot of people through netball. And I think my love for it started at that young age. Just grown ever since.
What kind of progress did you make at home, playing leagues and then make that natural progression to the national squad?
Yeah, so I didn't really start at a young age. I think my first provincial team was when I was 13 years old, and then a couple of years in and out of squads. And then the first real break I got was when I was 18 years old, and I was taken up into the under-19 SA team. And yeah, from there got into the senior squad, and yeah, kind of just privileged from there to be selected ever since.
And it doesn't really come much better than that. I mean, you got your 100th cap back in November last year. So what does that mean to you, being part of the national squad?
Yeah, it's just such, I think the one word that can describe it, and I did describe it like that with my 100th cap, is just grace. I've been through two major injuries in my career, and to come back from that and to say I've played 100 caps for my country is really just grace, and it's such a privilege. And yeah, I wouldn't change anything about it. I've learned so much. I've met so many people. I've grown as a person, and yeah, just loving being able to be out on court and not only represent my country, but to just enjoy the game that we love so much.
I didn't really want to look at that last major injury. That was about 10 years ago, but it's just having that mindset that, you know what, I've got this, and I'm just going to have to take each day as it comes, really.
Yeah, I think that's with what, especially with a knee injury that keeps you out for so long, you realize that it can happen at any stage. Anytime you go out for training or go out on court, it can happen, and that makes you just just take every opportunity and enjoy every moment, because you know it can be your last. And I think that had to happen to me to realize that and to even just work even harder to get back to performing on a top level.
How did you find the quads in January?
Yeah, obviously it was really good for us. I think we performed really well. Pretty unlucky against New Zealand, but I think when we get them again at World Cup, we might have the better of them. But yeah, it's been great to see the progress the girls made since we saw each other last in November, and everyone's just working hard towards that goal. And it's great to, because we don't see each other again before we get together for preparation for World Cup in June, it's great to have that fond memory of a win over England and taking New Zealand into double extra time. So yeah, we're really looking forward to some good performances coming World Cup.
The team's in a good shape, and it would be fair to say that you've got support for the side over here as well. I mean, people like Ziggy and Bongi and Shadeen, they are part of the league. So are you noticing support for the Proteas at games like this?
Yeah, I think we've got support across the world, really. We've been taking up a few Protea players in leagues in Australia, New Zealand, and over here in England. So, yeah, and I think with our performances over the last 2 or 3 years, we've really broadened our supporters base, and I think people like backing the underdog, and, yeah, that's what we are.
Norma's an incredible coach, but what in particular has she brought to your game?
Yeah, she's... the information she gives and the insight she has to the game, is just, you can't compare it. And she's pushed me to new levels, and she still does. She challenges me in every training, and I try to be better and implement that throughout all trainings and matches, especially here with Stars as well. The focus is always to implement what she wants me to do in a Protea setup. So, yeah, she's just an incredible coach, and I've really been privileged to say I've been coached by her.
It's really good to see that you're getting to play against some of the world's best. Maybe unfair, but have you enjoyed playing against somebody in particular?
Oh, I enjoy playing against everyone. I think at this level we play, everyone has a challenge. But I think I enjoy playing against the goal defences that's a bit more physical. And I think most of them in this league are, because that's what we get up to in international netball, and it's something I've struggled with in the past. But I really think that's a positive I can take from playing in the Vitality Netball Super League. The physicality is really great, and hopefully my coach will say I'm improving on that every week.
When it came to joining Stars, what was that like, having people like Anita and Pamela get in touch and saying, oh, we're starting something new, do you want to be a part of it?
I was really surprised. I thought at my age I wouldn't get an opportunity like that again.
Nonsense.
And I was really surprised, but really keen. I was at a stage in my own life where I needed a change, and I love being part of something new and creating something for the future. So I was really, really keen on getting over to Stars and how build on what they envisioned for the club. And I think it's just an ongoing process, and just love being part of forming that legacy.
Is it still exciting? What's the most memorable part of the whole Stars experience so far?
Oh, this you ask such questions that doesn't have really have one answer, because there's so many
things.
This
is good.
I love the people. My teammates are just great. The support is great everywhere we go, I think, for all teams. But I really enjoy that we get packed crowds and people staying after the game to get your signature. And they're just really excited, and they keep supporting no matter what the result is. And that's really nice to have.
How about some of the teammates? What's it like being among the next wave of Stars like Iona and Sam?
It's really nice being around the younger players. They've got such enthusiasm and such passion for the game, and I learn from them every week, and I just believe you're never too old to learn. And they've got such insight and great futures for them as well, great players, and I just love being around them.
Describe a typical week for you with training then. Is it pretty intense at this kind of level?
Yeah, so training is, for me, preparing for World Cup's really intense. So I do a lot of training on my own, at least 2 sessions a day with one day rest a week if we don't have a match. So it's really intense. And then we get together for team trainings on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, which is quite full on, where we spend both days, the whole day together. So yeah, really intense, but I love the training part. I think you can't do sport if you don't like the training, because most of the time it's just training, and yeah, you just need to enjoy the games. And in order to do that, you really need to work hard during the week. So that's what I try and do, and hopefully that pays off on match days.
Do you get much time to yourself?
I make time for myself.
Yay.
I believe in a balanced life. So as much as I love netball and enjoy doing it, I also believe you need to have other stuff. So I make time to see friends, have coffee, maybe go to the cinema, spend some time on my guitar, and yeah, definitely make time for myself as well.
Well, I found out the other week that Ziggy, another hidden talent of her, is yodeling. So we need to get you on a guitar and her yodeling. That sounds like a podcast exclusive. Do you think that would work?
I think we should definitely get that on camera.
I've seen as well, you've hosted a couple of the Stars camps in the past. So how satisfying is that to you, teaching the youngsters?
I really enjoy working with the younger kids. Just again, they just want to play netball, and I enjoy their passion, not only for netball, but for life, and seeing how they improve throughout a camp, and just keeping the enthusiasm. So I really enjoy that. Love seeing them improve, and hopefully one day see them on a big level and on an international level as well.
And do you spot that talent at the early age? Will you see that in them?
I think sometimes you do, at a young age, already see that someone might have better skills than others. But I think all players can develop at a late age. I think Pumza is one example of that. She only started playing netball when she was a bit older. So you shouldn't be too quick to write off players at a young age. I think there's a lot of opportunities to improve. And if a player is really keen on playing any type of sport, I think they'll work hard, and even if they develop at a later age, they will be successful at it.
You must have had lots of good coaches in your career. Is there maybe something that they've said to you and still in your mind today, a bit of advice maybe, something like that?
Yeah, I think I've definitely had a lot of good coaches, and I wouldn't want to just name one.
Yeah.
But the one thing I will definitely remember is that you always need to work hard. Even though you reach the top level, that's actually when the harder work needs to start. So yeah, always just working hard and always learning, no matter how old or on what level you play.
Maybe similar to my next question, biggest influence on career, lots of people in that as well.
Yeah, lots of people, but there I would like to say that my mother has just been, yeah, she's been the calm voice when I needed it. She's been the honest voice when I needed to hear the honest opinions, and she's just always supported me. And I think through times where I would have wanted to give up, she was the one that kind of said, yeah, I need to keep going. I still got a lot in me, and today I'm really thankful for that.
And I'm asking for a friend, but did Becky or retire too soon?
I think she's got a lot more in her. She's a very committed and very hard working person. So, but yeah, she's. I think we all get to a stage where other things become important for us, and we want to focus on other things. And I think although she might have had more than one season in her still, just her priorities changed. And as long as she's a happy person, we can't really judge her choice.
As ever, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at The Netball Show. Make sure you tweet us and give us your feedback. If you like the podcast, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to the show. We're also on Facebook, also The Netball Show. So, yep, check us out, and thank you so much for listening.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal. It's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juba Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.